It's Friday, March 26th, 2021. I'm Tanya Harris, and welcome to TMI Daily, your daily roundup of everything people are talking about online since they aren't allowed to talk about it in person. After Dominion Voting Systems filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News for spreading disinformation about their voting machines, the news network released a statement saying that they, quote, stand in the highest tradition of American journalism. Within minutes, American journalism filed a defamation lawsuit against Fox as well. Yesterday, while Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill greatly undermining people of color from voting in the state, a black Democratic state senator was arrested outside the doors of the chamber so that she could not witness the bill being signed into law. Wow, it used to be that they'd pass these bills in the dark of night so no one sees it. Now they'll just arrest you instead. Texas Senator Ted Cruz posted a video of himself and 18 other senators at night skulking through trees and bushes at the U.S.-Mexican border. Hopefully border agents were able to catch Cruz before he tried crossing illegally into Cancun. Mitt Romney has been awarded the John F. Kennedy Profiles in Courage Award for his impeachment vote that cost him support in his own party. Isn't it always nice to see someone being rewarded for clearing the lowest possible bar? In her new book, Countdown, Dr. Shauna Swan, a professor in environmental medicine and public health, says that pollution is changing human reproductive development, including shrinking male penises. Unfortunately, this will not cause conservatives to admit to climate change. I mean, when you spend 4 years showing the country what little balls you have, a small penis is just assumed. Chick-fil-A has began testing a new milkshake flavor at select Salt Lake City stores. The shake, called Butterscotch Crumble, replaces their pillar of salted caramel and new test of mint, and is now in rotation. NBC Universal will edit out racist and controversial moments from past WWE matches before adding the Wrestling League to the Peacock. In addition, the WWE said it would not be going forward with Pepe Le Pew in the spinoff film Space Slam. Jeff Lowe, who you might remember from last spring's hit Netflix series Tiger King, has suffered a stroke. Just in case you were wondering how far reality people will go to stay relevant. Demi Lovato said that she canceled her engagement to Max Ehrich after 4 months of dating in order to prove to the world that she was stable. This is kind of like the way a couple in a bad marriage will have a baby to prove how stable their relationship is. Kim Kardashian says that the final straw that led to her filing for divorce from Kanye West is when he tweeted that she was a white supremacist. We can understand her frustration at being called this, since everybody knows very few women have done as much for black men as Kim has. Now let's send it over to tonight's TMI Daily cast and crew roundtable. Stay safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TMI Daily. I'm Veronica Aiello, and as always, I'm joined by some of my TMI Hollywood family and some very special returning guests. Yesterday, we celebrated TMI Daily's first anniversary, and no celebration of the show would be complete without us bringing back our most popular game show, Dodge, the game of complete and useless knowledge. To make tonight even more special, we have brought back some of our favorite people who have joined us in the last year. So I want to just kind of check in with you guys and see what's been going on with you since the last time you came on. So I want to start first with actor and comedian and our friend Bill Cott. Hi, Bill. How are you doing, and what have you been up to?
A lot of Zoom teaching still. My daughter's 4 years old, and she's in preschool. So most of my mornings are kept doing that. Looking forward to May, when I'm going to be shooting a movie called Mid-Century Modern.
Very nice. And I've also been seeing a lot of paparazzi pictures of you here in Los Angeles. What's that all about? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've got a publicist, so the any photographers that want to know can find out where I'm going to be by talking to the publicist. Mm-hmm. So, so I'm getting caught on camera more often than normal.
Yeah, like you're gas pumping.
It's exactly.
Really nice. I like the one of you shopping. While you were shopping.
Yeah.
Beautiful dress. Very fun. Well, thanks, Bill, for coming on.
Thank you.
And we also have Kyle and Megan, the host of the podcast, I Hate Musicals, but in reality, they love musicals. How have you guys been doing and what have you been up to?
Well, it was a little rough there for a second because we had to cover how to succeed in business without really trying. But we made it past that, so I think we're doing okay.
Okay, Kyle?
We did. We just had one come out on Fiddler on the Roof that we're really proud of. We dove into the history of it and really, we feel we did a really good job with that one and gave it the justice it deserves. So we're working on the next couple of episodes and even planning on a season two.
I need to listen to the Fiddler on the Roof one. That's been the two musicals that I've fallen asleep at was Fiddler on the Roof and Cats. But we talked about that the last time you guys were on. So now your theater ensemble, are you guys back to doing live theater? What's the status of that? Or
not yet. We're kind of in the planning stage right now, but we're hoping to do some outdoor stuff and some audio stuff as well. So okay. we're working on it. Just nothing official just now.
Okay. And my lovely sister-in-law that's joining us from New York, Jen. Hi, Jen. What have you been up to?
Well, now that I'm partly vaccinated, I just spend my time waiting for my tail to grow in. That's it.
Just like a lot of other people.
Very excited. I mean, nothing yet. It's been about a week and a half, so 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on tonight again. Okay, so let's go around with our regular people. Pete, how you doing today?
Doing better than Jen because I don't have a tail growing because I didn't get the vaccine yet.
I don't have the tail yet. I'm waiting for it.
He's waiting for it.
So just do me a favor. If I find out I'm going to get the vaccination, I'm going to let you know what the date is. If you start feeling something budding somewhere, please let me know ahead of time.
Okay.
I'm on it. But thanks, sis.
Joe.
Hi, everyone listening on Google Podcasts and a very happy National Spinach Day. Hey, Jen, have you got the welcome message yet from Bill Gates? It's really great. He comes at night in your dreams.
He absolutely does. He actually shut my monitor off because he's like, this bitch is lazy and all he does is sit and eat popcorn all day. So. That right. Thanks, Bill.
Stuart.
How's it going?
All right.
A man of few words.
Stuart, a man of many words. Tanya.
Hey, everybody. Let's see. Since tonight is not about music, I might have a fighting chance at actually getting some stuff right.
Oh, we have Stevie joining us. Let's see. Chris.
Wow.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Jen, I know we're playing Dodge. I'm ready for you. I just want you to know I'm ready for you. I've been preparing.
I got sharp objects here. I'm ready.
I've been doing push-ups. I've been doing jumping jacks, snorting a lot of cocaine. I am ready for you.
Yes, me too. Cool. I might have to get a beer for this. You know, fuck you.
And one of our other members of the family, Stevie. Hi, Stevie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank
you. I miss you guys. I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, like
I
know. A year.
Yeah, yeah. In a year. Who said that? Yes. Yeah,
Okay, so let's get started with tonight's show. So let's go over the rules of Dodge. And for this, everyone should pay attention because we have changed the rules quite a bit. Sorry, Joe. Okay, we're breaking everyone up into two teams. Tonight's two teams will be named in honor of the famous Bud Light commercials of the 70s and 80s. Team one will be Tastes Great, and team two will be Less Filling. The way the game works is like this. Much like dodgeball, the goal of each team is to eliminate players on the opposite team. But unlike dodgeball, we don't use a big round ball to do it. Nope. Instead, we use questions based on some of the most incredibly irrelevant trivia possible. Taste Great will go first. Peter will then give them the name of a category of a question. Caution. For those of you who have never played this game, the category will be misleading and often just be a clue of what the actual question might be. Once he gives you the category, you will choose someone on the less filling team to answer a question from that category. Once that person is chosen, Peter will ask a multiple choice question. If that person gets the question right, the other team gets a strike against them. If they get it wrong, their team gets a strike. When one team gets three strikes, the person who caused the last strike is eliminated. Now, that person should not completely leave because they can still get back into the game. If their team eliminates the person who eliminated them with their next three strikes attempt. We play until either one team is gone or we reach 6:50 p.m. When we promote every person for themselves.
What? You might get to 6:50 before you finish the explanation.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Is there like a diorama for this? Because I have no idea what's going on.
So we play until... let me just finish the directions. So we play until either one team is gone or we reach 6:50 p.m. when we will go to every person for themselves until we get to our final two. And they will compete against each other in a speed round. So did everybody get that?
No, I'm sorry, I probably have to go. It'll be really simple. So here's the two teams. So the Taste Great team is going to be Bill, Jen, Megan, and Kyle. And the Less Filling team is Joe, Stuart, Tanya, Chris, and Stevie. So we have one more person, but don't worry about it. It'll never get to the point where we're actually all voted off. So it just doesn't get there. So this is how it's going to work. The Taste Great team is going to go first. So the first person we're going to go to is Megan on the Taste Great team. What she is going to do is she's going to pick somebody on the other team, on the Less Filling team, to answer a question. Now, I'm going to give you the category first, Megan. And again, like Veronica explained, the category is going to be a little misleading to what the actual question is. I promise you on that. And then once you decide who's going to get that question, I'll give the question to the person. If they get the question right, your team gets a strike. If they get it wrong, they get a strike. And when we get to three strikes, the person who made that third strike gets eliminated. But they can come back into the game if the next person that's eliminated from your team is the person that eliminated them. So that's how it works. It's a lot faster. Okay, so here we go. So I'm telling you, this is going to be so much easier when you realize it.
So I'm picking a person to answer a question.
Opposite team.
Yes.
Great.
Okay, so Megan, you're the first up here. You're going to pick from Joe, Stuart, Tanya, Chris, or Stevie to answer a question about, and the name of the topic is Anyone But Alec.
Anyone But Alec? Oh, okay. Stevie.
Okay. So Stevie, go ahead, Veronica.
So the category is Anyone But Alec. Sure, Alec Baldwin is a decent actor, but some of you might not realize that there are 23 perfectly good other Baldwin brothers not named Alec to praise. You've got Steven, Billy, and Daniel. So why don't we give them their due by answering a question about one of them, and you tell me which one, just as long as it's not anyone but Alec. Here's the clue. I was in the Michael Mann TV film called L.A. Takedown, which he later remade as Heat.
So is that Stephen Baldwin? Is that William Baldwin? Or is that Daniel Baldwin? It's not Alec Baldwin.
So can I consult my team member on this? Or just, I just have to? Okay, Billy Baldwin.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Whatever.
The actual answer to that question was Daniel Baldwin.
Did something? He's the most useless Baldwin.
I didn't know there was a Daniel Baldwin.
There is. He's like a big load.
He did a lot of stuff. He was on TV for a while. He was on Homicide. Bill, do you ever work with Daniel Baldwin by any chance?
I've been fortunate enough to not have to work with any Baldwins.
It's the China Phillips of the Phillips family.
Okay, so I must say, for somebody with no hair, that is a bald win.
So the Less Filling team got their first strike. So that means the way that we're doing this is, Megan, since you got that correct, because you correctly picked somebody to get it wrong, you're still in control. So now I'm going to give you another category. And this one, also, I forgot to mention, for the people who are returning, these are all some of our past categories that we've done before, but with new questions. So we wanted, because it was our anniversary, to do that. So our next category, and I have to apologize in advance for my foul language, it's Stargate or Starfucker. So who do you want to pick from the other team again to answer this question, Megan?
Chris.
Okay, so Chris.
Oh, you want some of this. You come for me.
Yes. Apparently I do.
Okay.
Okay, so Chris.
Let's go.
Stargate or Starfucker?
Let's go.
You know how you wake up one day and Stargate SG-1 is just starting, and the next thing you know, it's been on for like 10 seasons? Yeah, I feel that way too. Well, since everyone was a huge fan of the show, this should be a really easy question. I'll give you a name and you tell me if it was a female character on Stargate or someone who was at one time involved with a celebrity. Let's go. Tatiana Dietman.
I want to see
or Starfucker.
Cast member.
What is that? What is that your answer?
Yeah, you said I'll go Stargate cast member, right?
Oh, okay. So yeah, is it somebody from Stargate? So you're saying it's somebody from Stargate?
I think so.
And that's your final answer, right?
That's what I'm going with.
Okay, that is incorrect. Sorry. Actually, she used to date Tobey Maguire. So
hey, first of all, Tobey Maguire, Leonardo DiCaprio, and two other dudes were just like running through Hollywood. So did she really date him, or were they just like had sex like one
pussy
time?
Pussy Posse. It was called the Pussy Posse.
Thank you.
Put that in your trivia.
We're going to lose our family audience in tonight. Okay, so that's the second strike for less filling. So Megan, you're still in control. And I have to remind you that this is now a third strike question. So this question will determine who gets if the person on the other team gets this wrong, they're eliminated, unless of course they get brought back in. So remember, if they get this question wrong, the other team might target you because they might want to try and bring their person back into the game. So pick accordingly. So the next category is winter or summer. Winter or summer? Who do you want to go with?
Oh, God. I'm just going to go in order on my screen. Stuart.
Okay. So, Stuart, you're getting winter or summer. So, go ahead.
All right.
Okay, Stuart. Your category is winter or summer. Hey, when I think of music, the first two names that come to my mind are Donna Summer and Johnny Winter. One was the queen of disco. The other was an albino dude who played blues guitar. I was wondering how much you know about these two. So I'm going to ask you a question and you tell me if it was about summer or winter. Here we go. I recorded two concept albums, I Remember Yesterday and Once Upon a Time.
So is that Johnny Winter or Donna Summer?
Okay, so I don't know who either of these people are.
I've heard
of Donna Summer. Johnny Winter sounds like a made up name. I'm gonna go with Johnny Winter.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stuart, you've just been eliminated.
Oh no, we lost Stuart.
Bill's face was priceless when you said that.
How do you know Donna Summer? Maybe I'm just old.
I've heard of Donna Summer. I couldn't name a song by her or like who she is.
I'm so old that I confused Johnny Winter with Edgar Winter.
So now Stuart, you're out of the game, but you could get brought back in if your team ever gets control of the board again and wants to go after
you
Megan.
You had to say that last part, though. That wasn't necessary.
They won't want to bring you back so that maybe they won't go after Megan. But Megan, you're just kicking ass right now, so you're still in control of the board.
Stuart, maybe black yourself out at the moment so that people don't pick you.
Stop video?
Yeah, for the moment. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Try to make this easy for people.
Yeah, because we couldn't remember that he was eliminated.
We might not. We might forget by then.
Good. Okay, so Megan, you are still in control of the board here.
Oh, no.
And the category is, yeah, I saw it in 2003. So who do you want to go after on the other team?
Tanya.
Okay.
Right. So,
Tanya,
I'm sorry.
You turn on the hot seat. Now, again, you're the less filling team is back to zero strikes again. So, okay.
Okay, Tanya. So your category is, yeah, I saw it in 2003. Do you ever get tired of people talking about how great network television was in 2003? No, neither do I. With so much to watch, I wonder how many of us got anything done back then. Let's revisit that amazing year as I ask you about shows that aired during the 2003-2004 network television season, and you tell me what night of the week they were on.
Oh, jeez.
Joan of Arcadia.
Joan of Arcadia.
So what night of the week was that on in 2003-2004?
Was that Amber Tamblyn
one? Yes, yeah. It was.
I believe... It eventually got moved to like a Friday before they canceled it.
So is that your answer?
Yeah, we're going. Good answer, good answer. Friday.
Okay, that correct. Is correct. You got it right.
Tanya! Fucking so yes, Tanya. Yes.
Suddenly, Les Filling has given a strike to Taste Great.
Did you watch that show? Because I'd never heard of that shit.
It's a great
I was
show.
On that show. Not in the 2003 season.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was a really good show.
You were never on Joan of Arcadia, were you?
Nope. I'm coming up all goose eggs tonight.
Okay. Well, now that the Les Filling team has gotten control, Tanya, you are now in control of the board, and I'm going to give you the category. The category is Yo Rock. Yo Rock. So who do you want to go after on the other team? You've got Bill, Jen, Megan, and Kyle.
I don't know. Yo Rock, you're misleading me, making it think it's about music. It's probably going to be about the rock. So let's see who probably would not. You know what? Kyle's been quiet. What's up, Kyle? How are you?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
Kyle is getting the Yo Rock question. Okay, go ahead, Veronica.
Okay, Kyle, so your category is Yo Rock.
Okay.
In my opinion, pound for pound, two of the greatest boxers of all time were Rocky Marciano and Rocky Balboa. With that said, what makes them both great is not just their technique, but also the quality of the boxers they defeated. Okay, I'm going to name a boxer, and you're going to tell me if they fought Rocky Marciano or Rocky Balboa. The boxer is Gino Buon. Is it Gino Buon?
Gino
Buonvino. Gino Buonvino. Gino Buonvino. Sorry. Gino Buonvino.
So is that Rocky Marciano or Rocky, the Italian stallion, Balboa?
Oh, let's go with Marciano.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Correct.
That's correct.
Hey.
You got it right.
Is that Kyle?
Look at you, Kyle. You just stole it back for your team.
Hooray. Oh.
That was a complete guess, right?
Sure was. Good job. I've seen the Rocky movies, and I'm like, that doesn't ring a bell, so we're going to go with the one I don't know.
Usually only had like one villain, and you know all of the villains' names pretty much, because it was Creed for like the first two movies, and then
right.
Mr. T, and then it was fucking Dolph Lundgren.
But you had some minor boxers in there, like Thunder Lips.
Yeah, but I never said their name. In the Rocky 3, it was just a montage of him beating the shit out of all of them. That's all it was. Never said the names.
Okay, so now Kyle, you're in charge of the board, and the category is going to be a very Brady punishment.
Oh shit!
So who do you want to go after? You've got Joe, Tanya, Chris, and Stevie.
Oh, Stevie, you haven't had a chance yet. Let's see what you got.
Okay, actually, I did, and I got it wrong.
Oh, I'm so good at this.
Stevie, I have to warn you, this question, there is no multiple choices. So go ahead, Veronica.
Okay, so Stevie, your question, a very Brady punishment. Those Don Brady kids were role models for millions of American kids, except the times they weren't. I will give you an example of a time one of the kids stepped out of line and was punished, and you tell me which kid it was. This Brady got punished for constantly tattling on the other kids. Which Brady was it?
That sounds like something a little boy would do. Let me see. Which one is the youngest? It's Greg, Peter, Bobby.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
That's
incorrect.
Get me out of that corner.
It was Cindy.
You know, Stevie, I thought you would actually know this one since you've played a Brady on TMI.
I played Marsha. Marsha doesn't get in trouble.
Marsha.
Okay, so Kyle, you're still in charge of the board, and the Less Fillings just got their second strike. So, so Kyle, the category is I'm a never nude. I'm a never nude.
All right, so now that I'm actually looking, let's go with Joe.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, so your category is I'm a never nude. Turns out some actors are so selfish that they have never done a nude scene, even if it was artistically done and an integral part of the plot. I will give you the name of an actor, and you tell me if they are an ever nude or a never nude. Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis is a never nude.
You're saying never? I wasn't sure.
Never? I'm saying never, yes.
Okay, and that's your final answer.
That's my final answer.
Brilliant.
You're correct.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
See, Kyle, you went with
it. That's what you get for reading lots of Mr. Skin's manual.
Can I just ask Bill? Bill, are you a never nude or an ever nude? Have you ever done a nude scene?
Well, it depends on if we're talking about live theater or film.
Film.
Technically, I was nude except for a sock around my member in Dude, Where's My Car? Okay. And then I was literally nude with just my hands around my privates at Second City.
Well, Second City doesn't count, but we'll take that. We'll take the Dude, Where's My Car. We'll take that.
Okay.
Also, well, I'm really impressed that you admitted you were in Dude, Where's My Car?
It's a classic. Who wouldn't admit that? It's a classic. It's funny.
So, okay, so both teams have two strikes right now, which means that this next question, Joe, is an elimination question. Now, remember, if you'd like to try and bring Stuart back, you'd have to go after Megan. If you want Stuart to be completely eliminated forever, go after somebody else.
Oh,
that's the rub here. So you hold Stuart's fate in your hands right now.
Okay.
Just remember, Megan.
what's the category? The
category is put on your rubbers.
Oh, I'm taking Megan for that one.
Cool.
Get out of here, Stuart. Get out of here. You're not back yet. Get out of here.
Megan, so your category is put on your rubbers. Sometimes when I listen to music, I'm not sure what I should be wearing based on the weather a specific song is about. Well, let's hope you have your umbrella and rubbers because it might get a little wet and stormy out there with the following songs. I'm going to give you a rainy day song, and you're going to tell me who performed it from three choices. So the song is Who'll Stop the Rain? Was it Bruce Springsteen, Creedence Clearwater Revival, or the Doobie Brothers?
CCR.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No.
Well,
sorry.
Joe, you've been eliminated as well. And Stuart, you are completely out of the game now.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, Megan got it right?
Megan got it right.
Yeah,
so
CCR.
Sorry.
I'm going to put my video on first.
You played the wrong thing.
I'm sorry, I meant the wrong thing.
I was like, my dad's going to be so mad at me.
So now, Stuart, you're out completely, but Joe, you are still technically able to get back in the game if they go after Megan. So, oh gosh. This is working out so well.
Not as much as a hater as my podcast persona says.
Okay, so Megan, you're still in charge of the board again. Well, you've been here for a while now.
Hold on,
I gotta update the score. So the less fillings are back to zero, but you guys are still have got two strikes against you. So any one of these questions could, in theory, knock you out. Now, if this question knocks you out, then Joe gets to come back in. So the category is going to be good times for the Jeffersons. So who do you want to go to on this one?
All right, no, it's not going to be. I
don't like the way Chris is laughing. I'm going to go with Tanya.
Because I know. Yeah. Here's the thing, I know what I want the question to be, but
I know, right?
it's not going to be anything about who I think it is. I know.
It never is.
This is going to be a fucking Jefferson Airplane or some shit like that.
Underestimate me, because you'll see. Veronica.
I watched 4 out of the 6 hours of that Woodstock documentary. It probably is. Okay, still didn't learn a thing.
So your category, Tanya, is good times for the Jeffersons. Sadly, due to systemic racism, a lot of people cannot tell the difference between an episode of Good Times and the Jeffersons. Since this group is so much more woke, this will be a very easy question. I'm going to give you the synopsis of a fan episode of either Good Times or the Jeffersons, and you, unlike a racist, will know exactly what the show is. Oh, and to make it a little harder, I am going to change the names of the characters in the synopsis to the names of characters from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. So let's start.
Christian's left.
And one final note. I do encourage the panel to call anyone who answers the question wrong a racist. Okay, so here's the synopsis.
I'm black. I can't be racist.
The racist.
That's true. That out on TikTok.
I'm so sorry.
I hope all of you know the answer to this. That's all I'm going to say.
One more time, so that you understand.
So
Veronica is going to give you the synopsis to an episode of either Good Times or the Jeffersons, and to make it a little bit harder because it'd be too easy if she said George and Wheezy or James in Florida. She's going to change the character names to the characters from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and you're going to tell us which show this is from.
Okay.
Okay, Tanya, so here's a synopsis. An elderly man who knows Ted asks to spend New Year's Eve at the Baxter house so that he can die amongst friends. Is it the Jeffersons or Good Times?
Oh, I've seen all the episodes of both shows in syndication. That was Good Times.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer because that's the only correct answer.
You got it right.
I'm back.
So Joe.
Joe.
Out at the moment.
Thank you.
Joe's so happy. I'm so happy.
Megan, hang in there because you might get brought back into the game if by some chance your team knocks out Tanya next. Yeah, we're back to 0-0. So...
Oh, I'm out.
Listening to the podcast are missing out on Megan's faces, which is okay.
Okay, so the next category. So Tanya, you're in charge of the board again. The next category is all about that bass.
All about that bass.
Yes. Who do you want to go after?
Not gonna be the eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch Jen. What you got?
Okay. Jen, your category is going to be all about that bass. Veronica.
It's something to do with that bass because I feel it does.
No.
Okay, Jen, so your category, all about that bass. Sure, when it comes to your favorite band, you might know the singer or the lead guitarist or maybe even the drummer, but absolutely no one knows the bass player. So I'm going to give you a famous band and you have to pick their bassist from three choices. So the band is the Go-Go's. Is it Kathy Valentine? Jane
Weidlin,
or Charlotte?
Stop it, Jane Weidlin, because it's her.
What?
It's Jane Weidlin.
Okay,
that's my final answer.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect, Jen.
Are you fucking kidding?
Happy Valentine.
Son of a bitch. So wait, who's Jane Weidlin?
The guitarist.
Oh, that whore.
So that means that the Sixth Grade have just gotten a strike. Okay, so it also means, Tanya, you're still in charge of the board. So the next question is not for the stupid. Not for the stupid. Oh, wait. Actually, no. We're not going to do that one yet. The next question is, what you talking about, Mr. D?
Lord, where my mind went. But, okay.
Yeah. It's a family show.
Oh, well, let's just give everybody a chance. Since Bill has bared just about everything but his, go for it, Bill.
All right.
The category is going to be, what you talking about, Mr. D?
Okay, Bill, here's your question. It was a great day for Arnold and Willis Jackson when millionaire Philip Drummond became their legal guardian. Much of the rest of their lives and those of other actors on the show Different Strokes were not so great. I will give you a tragic detail about a member of the cast, and you tell me who it was. What you talking about, Mr. D? I was arrested for the attempted murder of an LA drug dealer in 1989. Was it Dudley, the Gooch, Willis, or Maggie?
I'm going to say the Gooch.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No,
sorry. Incorrect. That was actually Willis. That was Todd Bridges.
Wait, you mean it wasn't Maggie? No, it wasn't Dixie Carter?
It was Todd Bridges. That was one of his first run-ins with the law.
Todd Bridges was, he was out there. He was, yeah, he was wild.
He was thug before thug was even a thing.
Yeah, he was out there.
Good try, Bill.
So that means Taste Great now has their second strike. Second strike against Taste Great in this round. Okay, so the next category, Tanya, is Van Halen or Van Hagar?
I feel like they all might know this. Kyle, you've been quiet. What you got for me?
Okay, all right. Kyle, just out of curiosity, big fan of Van Halen by any chance?
No, a little bit.
Okay, so Veronica, go ahead, give him the question.
Okay, Kyle, so your category is Van Halen or Van Hagar. We could spend an entire show trying to decide which version of Van Halen was better, the one led by David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar fronted lineup. So let's test your knowledge of the Bad Boys of Southern California party rock. I will give you the name of one of their songs, and you tell me whether it was during the David Lee Van Halen years or the Sammy Van Hagar years. Oh, and we won't torture you or anybody on the panel with that one year that the guy who sang more than words led the band. Okay, so the song is Mine All Mine.
Now, Kyle, before you answer this question, understand that this is an elimination question for you. And if you get eliminated, that means Megan's out of the game completely. So think about it for a second. Mine All Mine, is that Van Halen or Van Hagar?
Okay. I know it was 89. So I'm just trying to think what it changed. I'm going to go with Hagar.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Right.
That's
again.
Correct. You got it right.
Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. So, I don't know about you guys, but like my heart was like racing for them. Win $1 million.
Such a suspenseful game. Considering you win nothing.
You saved yourself from elimination. Now Megan is still not in the game yet, unless Phil and get two more strikes and you go after Tanya on the third strike. So we're moving on to the next category, and Kyle, you're in charge here. The category is, you probably shouldn't ask anyone under 30 this question.
That makes me not trust that. let's see. Let's go with Chris.
Hey, man, I'm not even looking up. What's going on?
Okay, so Chris, your category is going to be, you probably shouldn't ask anyone under 30 these questions. Now, Chris, if you get this correct, you eliminate Kyle and you knock Megan completely out of the game.
Okay.
Okay, Chris. So I'm definitely not an ageist, but there are some things I'm sure people under 30 don't know, like doing research in a book instead of the internet, not having 500 channels of TV, and having to use physical cash in a murder for a revenge scheme. All of that being said, here is a question that I'm not so certain you can answer if you're under 30 years of age. Elton John has had more hits than you can count, most of which he wrote with his main collaborator, Bernie Taupin. That being said, he also had hits with other writers. I'm going to give you the name of four songwriters, three of which have collaborated with Elton. One has not. Name the one who didn't write a song with the Rocket Man. Is it Tim Rice, Davy Johnston, Gary Osborne, or David Foster?
Remember, Chris, if you get this right, you knock Kyle out of the game. So once again, is it Tim Rice, Davy Johnston, Gary Osborne, or David Foster?
And I don't know. Name them off again one more time. Let me hear one.
Okay, it's Tim Rice, Davy Johnston, Gary Osborne, or David Foster?
Let's go David Johnston.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Okay, well,
that's
sorry,
not
that's
it.
Correct. The actual answer is David Foster. So,
that's what
so
I said, that means, David Foster. You didn't hear me?
Oh, you said David Johnston. David Johnston.
David Foster. You weren't listening. You got to turn your mic up. You got to turn it
up. Okay, so that's the second strike for the less filling team, and that means that both teams are now on the cusp of eliminating somebody. So, Kyle, you're still in charge of the board. Remember, if you get this the next person to answer the question incorrectly, then they lose a person. If you get the question wrong, you get eliminated, and Megan's completely taken out of the game. So the category here is Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks.
Okay, I'm glad this category is not coming to me because that's a show I haven't watched.
No, it's nothing to do with Twin Peaks. It's got
right, I mean, fair. Who? I'm going to try to get Megan back. So, Tanya, you're up.
Okay.
Okay, so, Tanya, the category is Twin Peaks. Go ahead, Veronica.
Hey, Tanya. Although they have vastly different and successful careers, singing legend Dolly Parton and 18-year-old actress Missy Canyon have one thing in common, their bra size. In order to celebrate the differences of these two superstars, I will give you a fact about one of them, and you tell me which one it is.
Hold on. I heard it's Dolly Parton, and who was the other one?
The porn star, Missy Canyon.
Okay.
Did that help?
I said that shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably
going
to be about actresses with big tits. I fucking said that shit.
I think we all said it. I think the main point of this game is actually trying to get into Peter's head to dissect what the question is going to be before it's asked.
Is it true?
So here's your question, Tanya. It's either about Dolly Parton or Missy Canyon.
Okay.
Both were big in the 80s.
What?
Both were big in the 80s.
Okay. We're both 80 now.
Okay, the clue is, I briefly dated Max Baer Jr., who played Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies.
So is that Dolly Parton or Missy Canyon?
He played Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies. Dolly's been with like her husband for like forever. So I'm gonna go with the other one, Missy Canyon.
So Canyon. That's your final answer, Missy Canyon?
Yes.
Correct.
You got that right. So Kyle, you've been knocked out in nothing. Sorry to tell you, Megan, you're completely out of the game. So you can beat up on Kyle when you see him next time.
Oh, no. No, don't give them that power. Oh, no.
But Kyle, you're still typically able to get back in the game. Remember that. So
Kyle, now she's pissed and does not have headphones.
Oh, good news, everyone. Good news.
So happy, Kyle. Can't wait to record the next episode with you.
It's now I hate Kyle.
You just couldn't figure out that Tanya would know something about Missy Canyon, the 80s porn star.
Yeah, they're new pot.
Very good deductive reasoning that you used. You know, like that Dolly Parton has been with her husband forever.
That's what I was trying to throw it off, because that's why I picked that question, because I figured Dolly Parton and Jethro from the Beverly Hills, you might go with that one. So.
The new name of their podcast is, if you think we hate musicals, let me tell you about this Kyle guy.
Oh, no. So
he uses Wikipedia for his facts, everybody. Wikipedia.
So, Tanya, you're in charge of the board now. And here's our longest title of a category. Hey, darkness, my old friend, I got you, Maneater.
I got you, man. Hey, darkness, my old friend,
I got you, Maneater. So who on the Taste Great do you want to go after? That's Bill and Jen. So. Yep.
Any mean well last time any meeny miny mo said Jen, so we'll go with Bill this time.
Okay, so Bill, your category is Hey Darkness, My Old Friend, I Got You, Maneater.
Okay, Bill, here we go. Is anyone willing to argue that the four most successful duos in entertainment history were Abbott and Costello, Simon and Garfunkel, Sonny and Cher, and Hall and Oates? I didn't think so. The problem is that it's nearly impossible to tell these four groups of two apart. Case in point, our next question. I will give you a detail about one of these four twosomes' career, and you can tell me which one it is. So here's the fact. Upon meeting my eventual partner, I thought of him as something between Caesar and Napoleon.
Okay, so Bill, is that Abbott and Costello, Simon and Garfunkel, Sonny and Cher, or Hall and Oates?
Man, I'm going to say Simon and Garfunkel.
Is that your final answer?
Because Sonny Bono, no way he's Caesar. Wait a minute. What if that was a joke on their old variety show? I'm going to say Sonny and Cher.
Is that your final answer now?
Final answer.
Well, I'm glad you did that because correct. That's correct. So you just knocked out Tanya.
Oh!
Kyle gets to come back.
I was thinking about arms. The joke writing on that was so superior because they're both historical figures, and Garfunkel, he's got a funny name, but he's not funny.
Also, Sonny actually had a Caesar haircut. So
So Kyle, you're back in the game, and Tanya, you're not completely eliminated yet. If Bill is eliminated next, you could get back into this. So okay, we were supposed to 6:50. We're going to go to the every person for themselves. So we're actually going to, we'll set it to 6:55. So we can go a little bit quicker, a little bit longer. So, okay. So, Bill, you're on the board right now. The category is Armenia, Albania.
Okay. So let me see. I'm going to say Stevie.
Okay. So Stevie, your category, Armenia, Albania.
Okay, Stevie. Personally, I cannot tell you how many times my vast amount of knowledge about Armenia and Albania has come in handy at cocktail parties. That same knowledge will come in handy with this game. I will give you a fact about one of these two fantastic countries, and you're going to tell me which one it is. The fact is, my life expectancy is 78.33 years. Is that in Albania or is that in Armenia?
Albania.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wow. Now that's really, you went for it on that one.
I mean, it's 50-50.
Okay. Well, guess what?
Correct.
You're correct.
What? What happened? What happened?
How does she know about Albania?
you went right with it. You were like,
let me tell you, the only thing I know about Albania is Dua Lipa. That's it. That's all I know.
Okay, so Stevie, you've just given the Taste Great people a strike and you're in control of the board. And here's your category. It's can't tell the player without a scorecard.
Jen.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jen. So there are two types of sports fans, the ones who root for a specific team and the ones who root for specific players. To be successful, you have to be a mix of both. I'm going to give you the name of an athlete from the 1970s, and you will have to guess from the three choices what team they played for.
Okay,
now, to be clear, this could be baseball, football, basketball, or a hockey player. So the player is Bill Barber. Did he play for Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Philadelphia Flyers, or the San Diego Padres?
Bill Barber.
The Padres.
Is that your... Wow, you did that like Stevie did with Albania.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you're sticking with that. Okay, so that's your final answer. It's San Diego?
Uh-huh.
No, nope. Sorry.
That's incorrect.
Wow.
Bill Barber played for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, it was my second choice.
So that is the second strike for the Taste Great people. Stevie, you're still in control of the board. And here comes an old favorite category, Earth, Wind, Fire, or Africa.
Oh, boy. All right. Joe.
Yeah, I'm on your team.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that. This is how much they hate me. My own team is trying to knock me out.
No.
You have Bill Jenner.
I'm looking at the board. I'm sorry. Bill.
Kyle knocked out Tanya in the last round. Was it you, Kyle, or was it Bill?
Tanya knocked me out.
Also, Tanya knocked you. So who knocked out Tanya?
Bill did.
Oh, Bill. So if you go after Bill, you could, in theory, get Tanya back because there's two strikes against.
Brilliant.
Okay, so
we're about to go to every man for themselves. So do you?
Yeah, but that's in a couple more minutes. So
the strength of the rules of this game is they're so difficult to understand. Strategy means nothing.
Yeah, that's the strength of it.
Okay,
and
so
the categories mean nothing either.
So Bill,
I'll agree.
Bill, your category is Earth, Wind, Fire, or Africa.
All right.
The iconic.
I just want to say, this whole episode has been more racially charged than the Georgia State Legislature.
No, this is not at all.
All right.
Well, I mean, we used to be able to vote people off, but Georgia changed that now. So.
Okay, Bill. So here we go. The iconic 70s R&B and funk group had classics like September, Let's Groove, and Boogie Wonderland. But some of their lesser-known songs reflect a strong pride in their African-American roots. So I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to tell me if it is a place in Africa or a song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. The word is Bejo.
Song.
So you're saying it's a song by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yes.
That is
brilliant.
So you saved yourself from getting eliminated, and you just gave a strike to the less filling people. And you've got control of the board again. So, Bill, the category is Chachi, Fez, Uncle Jesse, or Dr. Doug Ross.
The whole thing is a category?
Category.
All right. I think I'm going to go with Chris.
Okay. So Chris, your category is Chachi, Fez, Uncle Jesse, or Dr. Doug Ross.
All right.
Hey, Chris. No one could ever doubt the artistic integrity of Scott Baio, Wilmer Valderrama, John Stamos, and George Clooney. Although it's hard to see past their searing acting talents, each of these geniuses was also world-renowned for hooking up with young starlets before they were famous. I will give you the name of one of these former starlets, and you tell me whether it was Chachi, Fez, Uncle Jesse, or Dr. Doug Ross who made it with them. Okay, so the person is Paula Abdul.
So, Chris, was that Chachi?
Oh, that was
Fez, Uncle Jesse, or Dr. Doug Ross?
I think that was Fez, wasn't it?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think so.
That's not it.
That's incorrect. Actually,
that was John Stamos, right? Wasn't that John Stamos?
It was John Stamos.
It's Hollywood, baby. It's Hollywood. All right.
That's the second strike against less filling. So this is a big moment because we got about 2 minutes left before we go to every man for himself. So, Bill. This next question will either eliminate you or eliminate somebody else on the other team. So here's the category. I got a disease.
And what's the category?
That is the category.
Just kidding. Yeah.
You still got it.
You know. I'll go with Joe.
Okay,
Joe, your category is... I Got a Disease. Disease was a hit song by Matchbox 20, the REO speedwagon of the new millennium. It's also a great place to start a new question. I'm going to give you a name and you tell me whether it is the name of a band or a disease.
Okay.
And it's PDHM.
P PDHM. I'm going to say that that's a... this is 50-50. I'm going to go with a band.
Is that your final answer, Joe?
Yes.
Well, correct. That's correct, Joe. You just eliminated Bill, and I'm sorry to tell you, Bill, but we're going into our every man for himself round, so Bill, you've been eliminated from the game.
Oh, no!
See, Joe, you just did a completely un-Hollywood thing. You got rid of somebody who was more successful than you in Hollywood. Congratulations. Sorry, Bill.
Thank sorry you for that. Me. Sorry for that bald on bald violence, Bill.
So that means we are no longer playing teams at this point. So everybody is in it for themselves from this point on until we get down to the final two people.
Okay.
So, just to clarify, we still have Kyle, Jen, Stevie, and Chris as our and Joe. Sorry.
And Joe.
See, okay, they're forgetting about me already. See how this works.
So, Joe, you're in control right now, and category is touched for the very first time.
Touched for the very first time. I'm going to pick Kyle.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why you went with Kyle with that?
Give the big old homo and Madonna question, please.
But is it really about that, Kyle?
It better be.
I like the hat.
About fucking explorers or some shit like that. Me fucking Lois and Clark.
Okay, Kyle. As much as we love celebrities because of the amazing work that they do, we also love them because they are the only people who will readily tell you when they lost their virginity just by asking them. I'm going to give you a celebrity and three choices for an age they lost their virginity, and you guess what the actual age was. Tina Fey. Was it 18, 20, 22, or 24?
Now, remember, before you answer, Kyle, if you get this correct, you're eliminated. I mean, if you get this wrong, Joe's eliminated. If you get it wrong, you're eliminated. So one of you guys is going away after this question.
Okay, well, let him think.
No, I don't need to think. She talked about it in one of her books.
Yes, she did.
And it's 24.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Right again.
Correct.
All right. Good job, Kyle. Wow.
Read her books. They're amazing and hilarious.
Impressive. Okay, so Joe's been knocked out of the game, and now we're moving on to Kyle. You're in charge of the board.
Are we moving on to the most controversial category, Pete?
No, let's go on to not for the stupid.
Oh, we're going back.
Yeah, because
we're about to have to look for it. Hold on. Okay, sorry.
Because I wanted to ask at least one question for people that are smart to see if they could do this. This category, Kyle, is going to be not for the stupid. So who do you want to go after?
I feel bad because whoever I pick is like me calling them stupid, and I don't think that. Just saying that. I'm going to go with Jen.
Jen's on your team.
Yeah, that's
true. I thought it was.
I'm sorry, there are no more teams. I forgot. So Jen.
So now I'm offended. Now I'm offended.
Okay, Jen. I know for a fact you went to fourth grade because I was there. So let's see how good you are with that.
Okay, Jen. So your category is not for the stupid. Although I believe everyone in this game is incredibly smart, my opinion of you might change if you can't answer this fourth grade level question.
Likely. Okay.
Which of these is a hypothesis?
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
A, because I have been around several hipsters and they all smelled, I assume that all hipsters smell.
That's true. It's not a hypothesis.
Okay. B, after smelling 10 hipsters, I can say that all hipsters smell. C, I know 10 hipsters who smell, but I have been to UCB and not everyone there smelled, even though everyone there was a hipster. Since the comedy was all bad, but the room only smelled half bad, I think about 50% of hipsters smell. Or D, the Massachusetts Journal of Medicine has concluded that hipsters smell bad.
Okay, I'm going to go with A, but the fact is that hipsters smell, so it's whatever.
Oh, my God. Is that your final answer? So your answer is...
My final, I know that hypothesis is an educated guess. So I think the first one was an educated guess.
Okay, so A is your answer.
I think so.
Well, Jen, I'm sorry.
What that the was, fuck, dude? Okay, you know what?
My final answer is, after smelling 10 hipsters, I can say that all hipsters smell. That is a hypothesis, because it involves actually some scientific, testing first. Like,
so what are you looking at, Chris? Chris is like, yeah. The fuck? Like, like, he mastered fourth grade. I'm sorry. You're the best.
All the science fairs. Every science fair by school, your boy was in it, all right?
So you've been eliminated, Jen. Thank you for being my sister.
Get him out of it.
Fuck off, Chris.
So Kyle, you are still in charge here. And the next question is, the next question is, and this is like, I know now I feel bad because Bill said that we were doing racially charged things. The next category is colored people.
That's our most controversial category. Oh, Bill,
you're making the white dude pick this one.
You'll see.
I'm just glad I don't have to answer that one.
You'll see. It's not bad. It's part of it is the sound bad. It's the sound.
Oh, Todd and George. Todd just messaged all of us, LOL.
Okay, so the category is colored people. So who do you want to go after, Colin?
Which colored person would you like to go after?
Yeah, do you want the black person or the Hispanic? Which one?
I'd like to cry.
And remember, you're going it now because this would technically be
this is amazing.
I want to go up against in the finals. So you have to think about this for a second, because who do you think you'd have a better shot against in the finals? Pick the other person.
Now, which colored person do you think you're better than? Just pick.
I've picked on Stevie a lot, so I'm going to go with Chris.
Okay, Chris, you got a question about colored people.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God, this is so amazing. Okay, hold on, let me catch my breath.
I really hope you get it right and listening to me, because I already feel bad.
Oh my God. Okay. Chris, your category is colored people.
Oh, what do you feel about the Teletubbies?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to get serious now. Celebrities are known for being colorful. Some are more colorful than others because their last names are actually colors. I'm going to give you a clue about a celebrity whose last name is a color, and you tell me who it is.
This is not a multiple choice question.
I played the older sister on Growing Pains.
The only clue is that her last name is a color.
Oh, my God. I got to go into my brain. Oh, my God.
You want me to sing the theme song from Growing Pains?
Show me.
That's not going to help.
Yes, it'll help me, though, Peter. Go ahead.
No worries. Nowhere
near the end.
Thank you, Jen.
As long as we got each other. We got the world spinning right in our hands. Maybe you and I.
is there another version I can know?
Okay, so Chris.
Is there another version of this question that I could know?
Oh, no, this is it. She played the older sister on Growing Pains.
I don't know. I don't even know where to start. All I can think of is the last name is White, but I don't know. I don't know what name to put in front of
it. So it's something white, you're saying?
Yes, something white. That's white.
The actual answer is Tracy Gold.
Oh, well.
But yeah. Were you thinking of Betty White?
No. I'm just thinking white. There's a lot of white people have the last name White for some reason. It's weird.
Well, Chris, you have been...
Funny how that works out.
So our finals are going to be between Stevie and Kyle.
Woo.
So now this is how it's going to work, guys. I'm going to take Stevie and I'm going to put her in our waiting area so she cannot see the question that's about to come up. And then we're going to, Kyle, you're going to go first. You're going to have 30 seconds to answer as many of a certain question over and over again. And whichever one of you gets the most correct wins the game. So Stevie, right now I'm going to put you in our waiting area and I'll come and get you when we are ready for you. So hold on.
And Pete, you're keeping score, right? I'm just reading.
Yes, okay. I will keep score. Okay, so Kyle. Oh gosh, give me a second on this because I gotta get the clock up now. Okay, so Kyle, we're gonna put 30 seconds on the clock. The category title is strip or show. So Veronica, explain to Kyle the category.
So your final category is strip or show. The mid-90s was an amazing time to be alive, mostly because in 1996, we got the Demi Moore classic Striptease, followed by the greatest film of the 20th century, Showgirls, the next year. Ah, the good old days. Since I'm certain that you couldn't agree more because you are huge fans of both films, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. And once it starts, Peter will give you a character name from either Showgirls or Striptease. All you have to do is tell us which one it's from. If it's from Showgirls, you're going to say, show me. If it's from Striptease, you're going to say, strip me. So show me or strip me. Whoever has the most correct answers is tonight's champion.
Okay, so ready? I'm going to put the 30 seconds on the clock. As soon as we start, I'm going to say the name of a character, either from Striptease or from Showgirls. Again, if it's from Showgirls, you say, show me. If it's from Striptease, you say, strip me.
Wait, Pete, do you want me to read them so you can keep score, or you want to, or vice versa?
You can read them. That's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Okay so, start. So I'll tell you when we're starting, and the countdown starts now.
Zach Carey.
Show me.
Al Torres.
Strip me.
Al Garcia.
Strip me.
Aaron Grant.
Strip me.
Molly Abrams.
Show me.
David Dilbeck.
Strip me.
James Smith.
Show me.
Jerry Killian.
Strip me.
Malcolm Moldovsky.
Strip me.
And that's it. That's it. So, okay. So we got your number. Okay, so you can stay on the screen. We're going to bring Stevie back now. One second. Let me bring Stevie back into the game. This is all so exciting. Okay, Stevie, you're back. So Kyle just answered a question. The category is strip or show. So Veronica, explain to her what the category is.
Okay, Stevie, so for the final category, the mid-90s was an amazing time to be alive, mostly because in 1996, we got the Demi Moore classic Striptease, followed by the greatest film of the 20th century, Showgirls, the next year. Ah, the good old days. Since I'm certain that you couldn't agree more because you are huge fans of both of those films, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. And once it starts, Peter will give you a character name from either Showgirls or Striptease. All you have to do is tell us which one it's from. If it's from the movie Showgirls, you're going to say, show me. If it's from Striptease, you're going to say, strip me. Whoever has the most correct answer is tonight's. Are you ready, Stevie?
Okay.
So Pete, whenever we can start.
Wait, hold on. Tell me again. So it's okay. Strip me and show me.
Yeah.
Striptease, strip me.
Yeah. Okay. So she's going to say the name of a character from one of those two movies. If you think it's from Showgirls, you say show me. If you think it's from Striptease, you say strip me. And you have 30 seconds to try and answer these as quickly as possible. Okay, so we start now.
Zach Carey.
Show me.
Al Torres.
Strip me.
Al Garcia.
Strip me.
Aaron Grant.
Show me.
Molly Abrams.
Show me.
David Dilbeck.
Strip me.
James Smith.
Strip me.
Jerry Killian.
Show me.
Malcolm Moldavsky.
Show me.
Marty Jacobson.
Strip me.
Yes, that's it. Okay, well, we have a winner. And I'm very excited to announce that our winner tonight, by getting 8 questions correct, is Kyle.
Whoa! Hey. Oh.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you.
You win you come back to the podcast.
Yay! Yeah. But I get you to come back to the podcast.
I won't slander your name anymore.
Hooray!
Oh, well, that was fun. Well, thank you guys again so much for joining us. It was a lot of fun having you back, and you're always welcome here on TMI Daily. So that is our show for tonight. We will be back here again on Monday at 6 p.m. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay safe. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.